You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. The Teton County, Idaho School Board delayed its decision on a proposed four-day school week during a meeting on December 12th. Proponents advocated for the change to boost staff morale and recruitment efforts as the school district faces a staffing shortage. Opponents said a four-day week would strain parents who are already pressed for limited childcare options, and they worry that schooling isn't up to par as is. Teutonia and Victor Elementary principal Megan Christensen also mentioned that the school board is currently searching for a new superintendent and that it's not a good time to pursue a four-day school week.
This is a big egg to swallow right now when we're in a superintendent search, and it's something to definitely think about.
Next year's school district calendar will be considered on a future agenda in the new year. Reporting for this story came from KHOL contributor Natalie Shahar. A new exhibit is brightening up the walls at the Center for the Arts in Jackson. Carrie Geraci is an artist and the director of Jackson Hole Public Art. Her new collection, titled Where Have You Been, is now hanging in the center's hallway, right off the main lobby. Geraci's colorful pieces are inspired by her favorite places in the Tetons.
These paintings are also hopefully about helping people remember that, well, our actions can have a really ginormous impact. We are teeny tiny, and the environment around us is so big and beautiful and powerful, and we really have to live in balance with that.
Geraci began working on these pieces during the COVID-19 pandemic, when she started dedicating time to her own work, in addition to running Jackson Hole Public Art.
I decided that my heart was really aching to be making art again, and so I made a promise to myself that I would start dedicating a lot more time to art making, and that's what I've been doing.
Geraci's exhibit will be up in the Center for the Arts through January. Two long-term resident birds of the Teton Raptor Center have died from the avian flu. The deadly and contagious virus was identified in the region this spring, and the quarantine efforts at the Raptor Center had been working until recently. Beatrix, an American kestrel, died at the end of November. She didn't show common symptoms for the avian flu, but then a few days later, the center's male American kestrel, Frost, also died. Tests showed that he had the flu. The center has quarantined all of its birds and has canceled all its programs. The Colorado River could have another dry year ahead. From KUNC, Luke Runyon reports.
The Colorado Basin River Forecast Center says the river's headwaters could be due for a drier than normal year ahead. Even though snowpack is at relatively normal levels across Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, that could change, says the center's hydrologist, Cody Mosier.
We're happy to see some of the recent snow, but it's, I think, still way too early to get too excited.
Mosier says a third year of La Nina makes a dry winter more likely. The amount of water the river delivers into Lake Powell, one of its main reservoirs, is currently projected to be below average this spring due to dry soils across the basin. The river is in a 23-year-long mega drought that has drained its largest reservoirs to historic lows. I'm Luke Runyon.
The Astoria Bridge near Hoback remains closed for the foreseeable future. Traffic has been diverted to a national forest road since December 8th, when a semi-truck crashed into the Red Bridge that crosses the Snake River south of Hoback Junction. The bridge is the primary access point to Astoria Hot Springs, Snake River Sporting Club, and over 100 residences. Astoria Hot Springs is closed in the meantime, and it's unclear when and if the bridge will reopen. Yellowstone National Park opened yesterday for the winter season. Most winter visitors tour the park by snowmobile or snow coach with a commercial guide. Non-commercial snowmobile access is limited to 4 groups per day. Otherwise, the road to Mammoth Hot Springs and the northeast entrance stays open to vehicles year-round. The winter season in the park ends in March, when crews begin plowing the roads. The park reopens for regular traffic, usually by mid-March. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.